Hi, everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah, number 198. I hope you all are well. I wanted to continue our conversation about the mitzvah of tekiyas shofar and try to explain why we do this. Why do we blow on a ram's horn? It's actually, to me, a fascinating mitzvah. It's something which is sort of a type of tefillah, it seems, but it's ineffable. We're literally not able to articulate words. It's guttural. It's like our kishkas are coming out through the sound of that shofar. We're supposed to listen to it. It's a mitzvah, to me, which is unlike any other. Just to hear something, not words that we're meant to understand and take to heart, but just a sound, and it's a fascinating mitzvah. Everybody's probably familiar with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shuvah Perakim Halacha Dalet, he says, "Af al pi shetkiyas shofar b'rosh Hashanah, gezeras ha'kosov remez yeshbo." Even though, of course, the Torah tells us to blow the shofar, as we discussed in yesterday's class, still, there's a remez, right? There's a way to understand it, something to hold on to. Kilomar, as it says in the pasuk, Uru Yishenu Mishinaschem V'Nerdamim Hikitzu Mitird Maschem. Those who are asleep, the pasuk says, should arise, they should wake up from their slumber, and those who are sleeping should be awakened. V'Chipsu B'Maaseichem, and they should search and investigate their deeds. V'Chazru B'Tshuva V'Zachar Boreichem, and they should come back in tshuva, and they should remember their Creator. Eila hashochem es ha'emes b'havli hazman. Those are the ones who, you know, they might know the truth, but they forget it in the busyness of everything that they're doing. V'shogim kol shenasam b'hevel v'rik, and they're wasting all their time. And so as the Rambam goes on to say, the idea of the shofar is to wake us up. Literally, you know, there's nothing scarier than a person who forgets that it's the second day Rosh Chodesh Elul, the first day of Elul, and they start to blow the shofar, and you know, you're just ending davening, and suddenly they blow the shofar, and it shocks you, it really hits you right there when you know it's coming. It's not quite the same. But that feeling of waking up and sort of having it jar your insides, that's what we're after. So I wanted to share with you the Avodraham brings a list of 10 reasons. This is found in the Art Scroll Siddur. If you want to review on the day of Tekiyas Shofar, it's usually brought in the section of Shofar. Comes from Reb Sadia Gaon, and the Avodraham quotes them all, and I figure we'll go through them. You'll be able to choose exactly what you like and what works for you. So the first Ha'inyan HaRishon, he says, is because since today is the Tchilas HaBriya, the beginning of creation, and this is the day that God created all of the world, Echad B'Tishrei, so the same way kings are at the beginning of their malucha, the beginning of our tenure, their reign, they have a coronation, a big celebration, so too we do so in order to understand and sort of bring to physicality that God is the king. Now, wait a few days. Next week, I'm going to talk about this idea of God as king. Why is this the metaphor, king, which is something we choose to designate God as the creator? Why don't we just refer to God as the creator? Why do we use this idea of king and therefore need a coronation with trumpets, with bugles, with horns? But we'll talk about that next week. But that's number one. There's a coronation element to Rosh Hashanah, and that's what we're trying to capture with the sound of the shofar. He then says, V'ho'inyon ha'beis. He says, who Rosh Hashanah is Rishon la'aser simei tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is obviously the first of the 10 days of tshuva, the token bo shofar, l'hachriz al roshenu, to have a warning to us. K'mishamazev omar kol arot al-yashuv yashuv. It's like a warning, a bugle call to everybody. Be it known that this is time for a person to improve. He goes on, he says, V'im lav al-tikre ayikre tagar al-atzmo. You know, don't complain about it because, you know, you had your chance, you had your opportunity. How did you know you had your opportunity? Because you heard the shofar. If, let's say, they put up a new law, you know, they post it to the tree, but before they do so, the bugler goes and calls out, everybody take a look and see what's going on. So it brings us, it's a call to action. It's a warning, it's a notice, and we're all put on notice to the shofar. Number three, it's there to remind us of the moment of Har Sinai, as we know, and as we will mention in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah itself, V'kol shofar chazak ma'od, there was the sound of the shofar. We replicate that sound to remember the moment of revelation, the moment of probably one of the most greatest and distinct moments of clarity that the Jews have ever had in regard to their relationship with God. That's what we try to recall on this day of Rosh Hashanah. We do so using the shofar. That's number three. So far we have coronation, we have this idea of notice, we have this idea of Har Sinai, remembering Har Sinai. Now number four. This one I can't tell you I understand completely. He says, V'ainyan harvi lahazkirenu divrei hanaviyim. To remember the words of the Navi, which came, you know, through the Navi from God, which he says in Pasuk in Yechezkel, we see is compared to the shofar sound. So there's something very specific about it. Perhaps it's very piercing because the Navi is literally speaking to the issues of the day. That might be what this means. But again, so far we have coronation, the warning, the notice, we have this idea of Har Sinai, and finally fourth, we have that it's like the words of the Nevi'im, which are akin to the shofar. The Ha'inin HaChamishi, he says, Lahazkirenu Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's in order to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, to remember the ill and the travails that can occur if one does not, I guess, deal with their sins in the appropriate way. The kol, the sound, he says, of the truas melchemes ha'ivim, that fearful sound of the enemy's bugles and their charge as their enemy, as their warriors and their armies come close to attempt to vanquish us. Those sounds, we're supposed to imagine a marauding enemy coming in, and that's the risk we face if we are not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So we have coronation, we have a warning of the days of tshuva, we have Har Sinai, we have this idea that we are like the Nevi'im, and here we have a remembrance of the armies, of our enemies, of what can go wrong if we don't do tshuva right. That's what we're trying to replicate with this shofar. V'hinin hashishi, the sixth idea, he says, l'haskirin akidas Yitzchak. To remember Akedas Yitzchak, this is one of the more famous ideas. Akedas Yitzchak was an incredible, sublime act of Mesiras Nefesh, of self-sacrifice. Shemasar nafsho l'shamayim, v'chein anachnu nimsar nafshinu akdushas shemo, b'yala zechroninu l'fenecha l'tova. So this is the idea of Zechronos. Comes up in the Shemona Esrei as well, of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And again, notice he gives the credit to Yitzchak. Shemasar nafsho Yitzchak give up his life. Everybody usually gives the credit to Avram. Then why is it called Akedas Yitzchak? But it's called Akedas Yitzchak because we understand Yitzchak was the one who knowingly and willingly went into this, and it's that mysterious nefesh, that self-sacrifice that we recall and we want to learn from in this moment, this first day of the year, this Rosh Hashanah, this time for Tshuva, this time which has all of these important themes going on. Okay, next, V'inin Hashvi, Kishanish Matkias HaShofar Nira V'Nechrad V'Nishbar Atzmeinu L'Fnei Aborei. It breaks us. It has sort of an emotional effect from this physical action. There's an emotional effect. We tremble. We're humbled. We're fearful. And that feeling is what we're meant to capitalize upon, to use as the engine to motivate ourselves to be able to go and to do tshuva and to tremble before God. That's number seven. Ha'inin hashmini, the eighth, lahazkir yom hadin hagadol. It's not a bad day to remember the fact that one day we will all stand before God in judgment. What is the setting of that judgment? What is the imagery that we're given in Tzefania? It says, Karov yom Hashem hagadol, karov umaher ma'od. It comes soon, comes quick. Yom Shofar Utru, it's a day of shofar. So that day, which we have the imagery, will be associated with the shofar, or something we're supposed to be thinking about on this very important day of Rosh Hashanah. The Ha'inyan Hates, and finally, similarly, he has the shofar, of course, not only does it hearken the Yom Hadin HaGadol, the great day of judgment, where we will all stand before God, but also, number nine, he says, is the day of Kibbutz Golios, the day when all the exiles, all of the Jews will come finally back to Eretz Yisrael. All of the Jews from the far corners of the earth will be redeemed, as the pasuk describes, by Yom Ahu Yitaka b'Shofar Gadol. That's a day of shofar, and that's the day Ubo Ha'ovdim B'Yaretz Ashur. All of those who were sent away are going to return. So that's what we're supposed to remember. These end of times, the end of times moments, whether, like we said a moment before, the Yom HaDin HaGadol, or Kibbutz Golios, which he says in number 9, or number 10, he concludes, he says, L'Hazkirinu Tchiyas HaMesim, to remember these all-important theological moments, these all-important historical moments of the end of days, where things are going to be as they ought to be. That's what we should remember Rosh Hashanah as we gear up for a new year. So altogether, he has 10 different ideas. Number one, the idea of coronation. We are going to make God into a melech, a king, and so we use the chatzotzros, or we use specifically the shofar, the bugles, to cry out and to call, ba-ba-bum, and here's the king. Then we have the warning, the notice that the king gives when something's up, something's going on. Then number three, we have the moment to sort of replicate Har Sinai, where we react We want to react the same way, right? We accepted the Torah, Nasa Vinishna. We want to jump into Rosh Hashanah with the same fervor and the same excitement. The fourth idea is this idea of it is like the Nevi'im and their words, which are particularly relevant and, as I understand it, piercing, like the shofar, because they were so specific to their time, are akin and compared to the shofar. The fifth idea, he said, was to remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash and to remember specifically the war cry and the shofar of our enemies. And then the sixth is the Akedas Yitzchak, and to remember his Mesiras Nefesh, his self-sacrifice. The seventh is to Kiyas Shofar, that it has this physical effect of trembling and humbling us and making us fearful. The eighth, ninth, and tenth are all different elements of end days. Yom HaDin HaGadol, Kibbutz Galios, the exiles returning, and Tchias HaMeisim. A lot to think about, but hopefully something should inspire you.